Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. It's official. There will be no large outdoor events in Philadelphia until at least February 28th, 2021. That means no Mummers Parade and in-person runs. But as KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports, some events will be permitted.
While it means the cancellation of events from parades to block parties, the moratorium does not apply to First Amendment-protected gatherings such as the demonstrations for social justice that still fill city streets almost daily. Also exempted are private gatherings with fewer than 50 guests, such as weddings or family picnics, and events on private property, including pro sports stadiums.
Health Commissioner Tom Farley says he believes games can be played with safety precautions. He does not think they can have spectators. KYW's Justin Udo has the latest on the Philadelphia Marathon.
Race director Leo Dignam says this decision is one they've been mulling over for some time, and it was not an easy one to make.
We don't want to cancel the races, but we have to because of health concerns.
He says registered runners can either get their money back, donate it to charity, or roll their registration over to a future marathon. Dignam, who is also in charge of the Broad Street Run, says people who signed up for that will not get a refund, but they can run it virtually.
Runners have from September 12th to the 28th to complete it. One of the men who admitted his role in the executions of four people in a West Philadelphia basement was sentenced to 25 to 50 years in prison on Tuesday. The judge called Robert Long's case extremely troubling because he was a father, volunteer, and hard worker, but threw it all away in November 2018 when he murdered two sisters and two stepbrothers. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has reaction from the victims' families.
Over a Zoom call, the father of victims, Maurice Williams, and Akeem Maddox tearfully told the judge his heart was ripped out. Quote, "You messed up my life and you messed up the kids' life," he said. Maddox had three children. Hall had one. The grandmother and mothers of sisters 17-year-old Yulia Hall and 20-year-old Tiana Hopkins emotionally described their heartbreak of the lives cut so short.
Long apologized to the families, but the judge said she found it disingenuous. Two other men involved are expected to be sentenced separately in a few weeks. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey tells business owners from Chester and Delaware counties he's all for some policy changes to help address the financial fallout from the coronavirus. But he says he's not a fan of what he calls another multi-trillion dollar spending binge. More from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
Toomey says hospitality, travel, and restaurants have been hit hard, but he notes the virus could change people's habits long term.
So it creates a real dilemma, right? What do you do?
For example, if fewer people are flying, where do you draw the line between trying to save jobs or just propping up what he describes as excess capacity?
How long should the federal government just keep providing credit to maintain capacity that we don't need? And at what point do you say, you know what, we're going to have to allow a consolidation?
Toomey says he supports expanding unemployment eligibility to allow self-employed or gig workers to qualify, but he questions direct payments, especially to people who never missed a paycheck. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is adding more states to the quarantine advisory list, bringing the total to 22. Minnesota, New Mexico, Ohio, and Wisconsin were added to the list, while Delaware was removed. People now traveling from the designated states must quarantine for a 14-day period after entering the Garden State. Murphy also recommends getting a COVID-19 test to prevent hotspots from flaring up. The list is based on positive test results per the state's population. New Jersey's unemployment rate is still well over 10%, and that's causing a continued strain on the food bank system. KYW's Mike Doherty stopped by the Food Bank of South Jersey to get a look at how things are going.
Last month, we moved 2 million pounds in a single month.
Food Bank of South Jersey Senior Director of Advocacy Greg Delosier says the boxes are shipped to about 200 local food pantries and churches all over the southern part of New Jersey.
We actually have grown and they've stayed in business, so we push food into the neighborhood so people don't have to come out of it.
Streamlining the process has been one of the keys to meeting demand. He says they're using prepackaged boxes, which some people don't like, but that allows them to help in greater numbers while also limiting the spread of the virus.
Donations are always needed to keep the efforts going. Head to kywnewsradio.com for more information on how you can help. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.